You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We continue with our discussion centering around the season of change. And we're looking at how we can build a united ummah. We learned from a hadith that a man from the earlier ummah died and was brought before Allah. His record of deeds did not show anything worthwhile in terms of worship. However, Allah asked the angel responsible of the record of deeds whether he has any pious deeds in the record. And the angel said, he has no piety worthy of mention except that when he bought something, he did not haggle with the seller. And when the seller quoted a price, he asked for a discount and paid the discounted price. Sahlan idha ba'a, sahlan idha ishtara. Similarly, he was very mild when he sold merchandise. He never argued that this is his price, non-negotiable, my way or the highway. But he reduced it for the poor buyer. And when he saw that his debtors were hard pressed, he wrote off the debt. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if he forgave my slaves their debt, then I'm more liable to forgive him. So I forgive him. If he forgave my slaves their debt, then I'm more liable to forgive him. So I forgive him. Subhanallah. His attitude in business became the grounds for which he was forgiven. And that was the self-sacrifice that he displayed. And we've been talking about the fact that one of the essential qualities that one needs to attain to have unity is that one needs to rid oneself of arrogance and develop an attitude of self-sacrifice. And in this way, we will free ourselves of discord. A man who is selfish, ever engrossed in his own little world, always contemplating how to amass his ambitions, then if we find people with those type of qualities, then we will never be able to attain. We'll never be able to attain unity. Now, the opposite of humbleness is arrogance. If a man gives up arrogance and selfishness and adopts humbleness and self-sacrifice, then unity and love will be established. So we need to resolve to undertake these qualities. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said in a hadith, and now this is an important principle for us. أَحِبَّ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ وَأَكْرِهْ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تَكْرَهُ لِنَفْسِكَ. Love for your brother what you love for yourself. Detest for your brother what you detest for yourself. Whenever we deal with anyone, we must place ourselves in that person's position. How would we react if we were treated like how we're treating that person? What would we like? So just think that how would I like to be treated under these circumstances if I was on the other end of the table, if I was on the other end of the transaction, if I was on the receiving end, and then you from your side then deal with the person as you would have liked to be dealt with. And if we adopt this type of an attitude, then as human beings we will maintain the best standards when dealing with others. The problem is that today we have double standards. We have our own standards and standards for others, different. We do not like the same thing for other people that we like for ourselves. If we had to just follow the instruction of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, choose for your brother what you choose for yourself, then there wouldn't be all this fighting. Because people would abstain from doing things to hurt people because you don't want to hurt yourself, so you wouldn't hurt others. It is for this reason that we need to look at the root causes of disunity. What are the problem areas? And then work towards establishing a united, fortified, connected ummah. May Allah give us the ability. It's now 26 minutes past 6.